ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 1 వర్స్ నంబర్ 12-13. డిస్కస్ కర్మ శ్రీ బాదరాయణి ఉవాచ కర్మణా కర్మ నిరహార ఇష్యతి కర్మణా కర్మ నిరహార నాత్యంతిక ఇష్యతి అవిద్యాధికారాయశ్చిత్తం విమర్శన. And I have several times said that what is the use of, that is saying, Hostishna, if he does not know how to keep the elephant, how to keep neat and clean, if he has no this knowledge, then repeatedly he will take bath and throw dust. So Bhagavat, according to Sukadeva Goswami, the next step. Next step means to become cultured. First of all, prayaschitta. You have done this wrong, you should be punished. But this punishment will not rectify him. And that is practical. There are so many rules and regulations, punishment. In our common cases, they say every day, when the police is giving a ticket to the motor driver, it's still the same thing is going on. So, to keep oneself in darkness and makes rules and regulations will not help. Just like your government has admitted that they have spent millions of dollars, they could not stop the intoxication habit of LSD. That's a fact. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, one who joins, he gives up energy. That's a fact. What is the difference? The difference is that to stop one kind of karma by karma will not help. Therefore it says, karmana karma nirahar. One kind of activity is criminality and one kind of activity just to punish him. This will not stop criminality. This is the real thing. He must be in knowledge, cultivation of knowledge required. He must come to the senses that I am suffering. Every time I commit some criminality, I am punished. This is not very palatable. So why I cannot stop? This is the beginning of human life. Unless you come to this knowledge, athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is called brahma jigyāsa. So that is possible in the human form of life. A dog cannot. A dog comes within your room and you drive him away, you punish him, and still with some plea he will come. Therefore Parikshitma Sukadeva Goswami suggests that we have to make him free from the avidya, ignorance. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is under the spell of Maya, puna-puna, bhutya-bhutya paliyate. It is going on. But we do not inquire that why I am repeatedly accepting the cycle of birth and death. That is avidya. They are rather supporting. Suppose if I become dog, what is wrong there? They say like, what is wrong there? So this means avidya, ignorance. So for eradicating ignorance from life, it requires cultivation. That is suggested in the next verse. Nasnata pratham evanyam vyadhaya abhibhavantihi evam niyamakrit rajan sanai chimaya kalpate. That's like if you go to the physician and the physician is giving medicine and he is taking the medicine and cured, again he is affected with the disease, again going. So why it is happening? It is happening because he does not follow the rules and regulations given by the physician. That's what is happening. The physician, as soon as you go to a physician, you have to accept something, do not, and something do. That is called regulative principle. Without regulative principle, you cannot correct yourself. So that regulative principle also cannot stay if you are not a devotee. This is the gradual process. Simply, if I say follow the rules and regulations, it will not stay unless you become a devotee. That is the test of devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Because it is so powerful, devotional service, that as soon as you become a devotee, gradually, immediately, all the good qualities of your original position. Good qualities means we are part and parcel of God. So God is good, so we are also good. Otherwise, how can I be part and parcel of God? If God is gold, then I am gold. So why I become iron? I am not iron, but I am covered with dirty things. I look like iron. This is the position. Actually, I am not iron. I am gold, because I am part and parcel of God. If God is good, then I am good. So, because I am covered by the material dirty things, I look like not good. So this is the test. As soon as you become God conscious, your original or good qualities will manifest automatically. Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate yusura rava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena asato dhavato vahi. Then, one who has got unflinching faith, devotion to the Lord, just shastri bhakti bhagavati akinchana, without any motive, then all the good qualities of God will manifest in him very soon. Kipram bhavati dhanmapa sasachanti nigacchati kaunti apratijani hi name bhaktapranasati abhite suduracharo bhajati mam ananabha sadhuriva samadhi. These things are there. The devotional service is so nice. If you simply take to devotional service, then all good qualities will come. You don't have to educate him to send some reformatory school or this or that, that will be explained. The devotional service, Krishna consciousness is so nice. If you simply take to Krishna consciousness, then all your, because originally you are good, you have become bad on account of the material association. Therefore, devotion means to be purified. This is a purificatory process for material contamination. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. If you think, vimarsana, if you think little, sober, that I am thinking I am American or Indian. Am I American or Indian? This is upadhi, designation. By accident or some or other, I have got this body in America, therefore I am American. But next time, I may not take the American body. I may take another Chinese body or something else. So, one has to understand that I am neither American, neither Chinese, nor Indian, nor white, nor black. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. Part and parcel of God. That is knowledge. We have to come to that. That is Brahma-bhūta. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-ātmā nasojati nagānka samasarveshu bhūteshu madhvakti ravati pada. This Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the designation. And so long we are in the darkness of this designation, that I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. That is ignorance. Suppose a thief, he is thinking that if I do not steal, I cannot exist. I will die. So I cannot stop stealing, I must go on. Then this is ignorance. But if he thinks over that, the cats and dogs and the birds and beasts, they are very nicely eating. They are not stealing anyone's. And whatever he gets by the grace of God, he is happy. This is knowledge. Vimarsam. Isharasamidam sadmam. Everything God's property. And we are all part and parcel, sons of God. So the property is for us. It is not for others. Just like father's property is meant for the son's enjoyment. That's a fact. See, if other sons, without any labor, without any endeavor, they can get their food, why I am stealing? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Why I shall steal? There is enough food. But because I haven't got this knowledge that God is the proprietor, I am His part and parcel son, so if He has provided food for the elephant who eats at a time, 40 kilos, he can eat, and I eat only, say, half a pound, I cannot eat. This is knowledge. Why shall I steal? I shall depend on. This is knowledge. So this is Krishna consciousness. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am God's part and parcel. Why shall I start? There are so many, out of 8,400,000 forms of life, 8 million forms of life are less than the human being. Human being only 400,000. Out of that, civilized men very few. Out of that, Americans are very few, Indians are very few. So, if so many 8,300,000 forms of life they can get without stealing, why shall I steal? This is all. Prayaschitta vivansanam. As soon as he becomes in quite perfect knowledge, then whole problem solved. So, this is the instruction of Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. If we take seriously, then there is no problem. Otherwise, these problems will go on and the so-called rascal scientists will give us bluff that we are making solution of all problems. It is never solved, it will never be solved in the future also, unless we take to Krishna consciousness. That is a path. If you like, you can take it, otherwise suffer. Thank you very much.